You're listening to The Total Counselor with your host, Attorney Alan Margulies, on News and Talk Radio, AM 830 WCRN. Once again, here's Attorney Margulies.
Welcome back. Alan Margulies, The Total Counselor, 508-650-9900. Anytime you'd like to reach out, I am back in the studio with Ben Stitch. Got to check out his website, Ben Stitch, BenStich.com. A lot of great information, and you can reach out to him on that site. We are discussing mediation. And Ben, let's get back into the conversation. We were making the distinction between negotiating versus counseling. And let's talk a little bit more on what mediation is and what mediation is not. And go back to my equation, emotion equals cost. So whenever it comes to divorce, I always say to folks in particular in that setting, emotion equals cost. Don't look at it that, well, I'm going to go for $20,000 more, but it's going to cost me $18,000 to get that $20,000 more. Is that really worth it? Now, when I phrase it like that, it seems cold. But you know what? It should be cold, because once you let the emotion run away with it, then hell yeah, I'm going for that $20,000 more, even if it cost me the 18, so I'm walking away with two. Was it really worth that extra effort that we put into it? So sometimes folks are looking at it and say, well, do I go mediation? Do I go through the normal channels through the probate and family court and just litigate the heck out of it? Where do we find ourselves? Because, I mean, we've read through tabloids and everything else that some divorces can end up costing $400,000, $500,000, $600,000. That's with a lot of zeros after it. Yeah. Okay. And people end up settling in exactly where they started, except the attorneys made a lot of money because of that process. So mediation does serve a valuable part in the process, and there's a lot of decisions that can be made, and I liken it. It's not just in divorce setting with families breaking apart, but it's also in business settings as well, is if you lay everything out on the table and understand everybody's expectations, and if you're trying to come to an agreement, it's easier if you get some of the ancillary things taken care of first and then leave the big decisions to really fight over, if you will. So take us through mediation versus the normal process. How do we decide, A, which we go through? Yep. And then B is that once we've decided which we're going to go through, what does it look like?
Okay.
Loaded question.
A lot of layers built into that question. So there are a lot of ways of getting divorced in Massachusetts. One is to, certainly could do it yourself. Not recommended unless you have no kids and no property and it's short-term marriage, because you don't know what you don't know. But it's very inexpensive, takes a short period of time, and you have control over the outcome. If you think about those three factors, the next step in the process is mediation, where there is an added cost, but relative to a traditional contested divorce, it's far less expensive. Even if you have attorneys to consult with along the way, which is certainly recommended, you're not paying two massive retainers. You're sharing the cost of one professional. My rate's probably less than any of the attorneys that you'll find for counsel along the way. And you have complete control over the outcome, and you have complete privacy, because mediation by statute is confidential. So I can never be called to testify on behalf of either party if things ever got litigious down the road. It also is a much usually takes far less time, and frankly, the timing is up to the parties. They get to decide how frequently they want to meet, and you know, some people spread it out, and some people do it in a really compact way. The next step beyond that is something called collaborative law, where both parties have attorneys. There are a couple other neutrals involved, a divorce coach, often a financial neutral. And the good part about collaborative law is that all the professionals sign an agreement saying that should things ever litigate, they all have to withdraw. So they, like the parties, have a vested interest in settling. It's much more expensive, paying a lot of people, but there's a place for it. And then there's traditional contested 1B divorce, which is what it's called in Massachusetts, where each party has an attorney. Attorneys are very – I appreciate what you said about attorneys, because I'd never want to malign attorneys. Attorneys are incredibly important. Some of the best mediators I know are attorneys. some of the worst attorneys and mediators I know are attorneys, right? It's just like anything. There's good and bad in every field. And, you know, a traditional contested divorce is going to be a lot more expensive, definitely take a lot more time. One of the reasons it's expensive is there's a much a deeper level of discovery, and the attorneys, while they hope they can settle the case, and most do, they always have to prepare for the possibility it might not settle, and it might have to go to trial. So often there's hours and hours and hours of work that's being done that never actually gets used, but that the clients are paying for. The reasons why some people like the contested divorce is, number one, it provides clarity. Decisions will be made because if the lawyers can't do it, the judge will. And you don't have to deal with the other person. On the other hand, you don't have control over the outcome. You're not the decision maker. People are trying to represent you with their own lens, usually focus more on their rights than what your interests might be. And maybe we should talk about positions and interests because that's at the heart of mediation. But, you know, there's no one-size-fits-all.
And that's the interesting thing to look at is a lot of times when you're in a negotiation, and really that's what the divorce is, a negotiation no matter how we look at it. Mm-hmm. And really when it comes to a negotiation, and I've had it, I tell everybody I'm a lover and not a fighter when it comes to the law. I don't like litigation. I could frame the arguments. I could see all the arguments and everything. I just don't like the way I feel going through the process.
Yep.
But when I'm dealing with a negotiation in a business transaction and I've come up against attorneys on the other side that are litigators by nature, they're coming at the negotiation from a completely different angle. And I think that's a great analogy that I just want to hone in on a little bit more is what's the lens that somebody's looking at things from? Because I've had situations where I'm negotiating a business transaction and I've had to turn around to the attorney on the other side and say, look, your client wants the deal done. My client wants the deal done. Our objective as the attorneys is not to try to get what we think is the best deal necessarily. It's to get the deal done. Our clients want the deal done, and they don't want to spend $1 million on legal representation to get the deal done.
Yeah.
And that's something that folks really need to look at is that, because the biggest question I think anybody has when they're getting involved in something, what is this going to cost me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how far do you want to push certain areas? What are you willing to agree upon heading into the negotiation, whether it's in contested or whether it's in the mediation setting?
Yep.
And that's the thing to determine is that how much control do you want to have in the process? And can everybody just agree is that, look, at the end of the day, we both want to be divorced if that's what we want to have happen. And really the only thing to determine, as you had said, is the assets and the kids.
Right. Yep.
The rest of it is just incidentals, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So when we get into mediation, and another important point is it's confidential by statute.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important for folks to understand is that this is something, and understanding mediation versus litigation also, because it's confidential by statute, and you have the opportunity to throw all the cards down on the table, or more of the cards down on the table,
yep,
as you will, than if you were heading into litigation. Heading into litigation, you might hold some of the cards close to your chest because it could impact whatever the potential result is.
Absolutely.
Talk to us a little bit more on mediation as to, okay, yes, we want to go forward with mediation versus litigation, some of the other factors to consider.
And making that decision.
And making the decision.
So, you know, it might be helpful to share an experience I had this last year to kind of backdoor that question. I mediated clients where they came to me after having spent six figures trying to resolve their divorce through the traditional approach, and they made zero decisions. I mean, they were educators. I mean, they had made good incomes, but these are not high net worth folks. And we had 5 2-hour mediations, by the end of that 10 hours of mediation, they had resolved it. And the reason they resolved it was because they were communicating directly, because they were not in a zero-sum game where it was winner or loser, but they were actually talking about the impact on their kids, the impact on their futures, and the issues that are most important to them. And that's what led to resolution of the negotiation.
Because it was more focused. They had a real agenda to work off of, and the goals you had set for them is, here's what we need to achieve.
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent. Ben, again, how do our listeners reach out to you?
I appreciate you asking. 617-872-7731 or ben@benstich.com.
And that's BENSTICH.com. Check out the website as well. A lot of great information on there. I'm Alan Margulies, the Total Counselor. You can always reach me at 508-650-9900 or radio@TotalCounselor.com. And we'll be right back.